Everyone, my name is TJ Cobb. I am the Enterprise Quality Director for the Department of Health Services. I am here to give you all some informational updates and just keep you all in the loop on what we've been doing in regards to quality management, monitoring, evaluation at the department level. So you all should have a report in front of you. Just always wanting to reiterate quality management and how that involves everyone, all of our key stakeholders. It's not just on one team's responsibility to ensure that we are producing quality outcomes and services. Sorry, are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah. All right, I just wanted to say good morning. I didn't have a chance.
Good morning, thank you. So I'll keep moving then. And so then also, just jumping down to some of our key areas that we're looking at as far as strengthening coordination across the service areas, executing frequent performance reviews, enforcing data quality management mechanism, and then also building capacity. So this is kind of where I want to give you some updates on what activities are currently happening in regards to that. So as far as strengthening coordination across the service area, we have established our monitoring and evaluation leadership team, where we have the leads for each service area that are responsible for monitoring and evaluation related activities, meeting on a frequent basis so that we're able to identify synergies that are happening and what needs to be done at the department level. We most recently met in September, I believe, where we were able to identify a process for moving forward on standardizing participant demographic information. And so that also ties into some of the gaps and needs that fall into civil rights compliance plan, class standards, and then client rights as well. So we're currently, we actually just met this morning to check in. We're currently gathering insights and tools around the processes for data collection related to participant data, and also reporting. So we're looking at questions around what's the purpose of the data being collected, how it's being collected, so what the method is and what the data source is as well, and then what type of requirements or regulatory parameters exist, or if there's any type of like funding requirements or governance that's kind of shaping those methods of collection and reporting. So ultimately, we want to be able to understand what makes the most sense when it comes to standardizing. Is it at the collection or is it at reporting? And we also want to be able to use that information to inform some of the work that's happening in the technical spaces as we are building up our information management systems, and knowing that that is going to impact how we collect information and how that information is entered into those types of systems as well as reported out. So that's one of the key areas that we're working on as far as coordinating across our service areas. We are also recently had conversations around some of the Power BI efforts that are happening across not only BHS, but also in our Children's Family Youth Service areas as well, and being able to connect the teams there. And then also looking to collaborate with our IMSD team to identify some of the training needs, for example, with Power BI as well, to support across the department. I know Dr. Dromowski is working closely with his team and giving them different types of training exercises to build their skills and capacity for that. And so similarly to that, we want to be able to do that across the department, and not just with Power BI, but beyond that as well. So we're continuing, as we meet frequently with the M&E leaders, continuing to assess different types of training needs in that respect. And then the other piece, as far as strengthening coordination, I kind of discussed what we're doing internally around coordination, but then also externally across the county, right? Outside of the department, we're also coordinating with the Office of Equity, as well as the Strategy, Budget, and Planning Office around community. So for the Office of Equity, there's conversations and planning around community engagement standards, and that is going to be tying into how information is collected from the community, and making sure that that's done in with best practices, and we see that happening consistently across the county, and so that's going to definitely trickle down into a lot of the work that we're doing as we work very closely with individuals and providing direct services. And then also with the strategy planning, strategy budget planning, I think I might be saying that in the wrong order, but working closely with the procurement as well as our grants office to kind of standardize some of our processes and expectations around evaluation. And so as I work to kind of support with the strategy capacity around what we're doing with our ARPA efforts and evaluation, being able to push out some tools that will support that. And so right now, we're looking to launch an evaluability assessment, which will also be launched internally with the department, so that folks are able to assess if their projects, programs, initiatives, whatever you may have, are in a state to be evaluated. And so this will give us an opportunity to make sure that as things are being designed and developed, they're done in a way that has clear, measurable goals and expectations, so that we can set realistic expectations when it comes to evaluation. I think I saw a hand up. Feel free to jump in.
What's evaluability?
Yes. So evaluability is really just making sure that we can evaluate it, right? And so, yep, and I can share that with you, share a draft of the tool with you at a different point. But it's really, it's a checklist. It's an actual checklist, and it's designed.
Is that the one that's in the document?
No.
Or a different one?
No, that's a different one.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, so it really is, it's a short activity. It examines the practicality and usefulness of doing an evaluation. And it really just helps us to determine the extent to which an effort can be evaluated in a reliable and credible fashion. And so it involves like assessing the nature of the design, the availability of relevant data resources, and clarity on information needs of stakeholders. So we really just want to make sure ultimately it's something worthwhile to evaluate and putting resources and things like that into it. But then beyond that, it also builds the capacity and competency of our staff as far as getting them to start thinking evaluatively as they're designing different efforts, programs, and projects as well.
So that's had a couple questions. Rachel has a question and Shirley.
Yeah. Thank you, TJ, for your report. I do have a question that I think should be very important to the MHB. What is the role of the individual, meaning the patient, the client, the person who is receiving the services? Does the person who is receiving the services have an opportunity to evaluate? Does he or she have any input to the evaluation of and particularly direct service staff? How relevant is their understanding and their perception of their own experience, which strikes me as central to evaluation in an instance like this?
That's a really good question. One of the approaches that we want to be able to take is centered around culturally responsive evaluation, and that really centers the individuals who are directly impacted by evaluation findings and being able to incorporate them or involve them in all of the processes. when it comes to a program evaluation. I think what you're asking is more specific to the services themselves and the treatment that they're receiving. And I think that even when we talk about like community engagement, it's also participant engagement as well. And so I think there's a really good opportunity to kind of think through how do we involve patients, participants, as well as just the broader community and how we're designing our evaluations and what all the way to like the purpose of them and what we're even seeking to understand in the first place.
So it is a priority for you? I mean, I'm thinking about I'm not talking about the isolated episode. I'm talking about, for example, the worker who is resistantly surly and several or indifferent or insensitive. And there's a pattern that I think you guys should know about. How would you find that out if that were the case?
So I think that will be something more specific as far as design and process. That will be more specific for the BHS quality evaluation team to be able to inform, as they have that more intimate subject matter expertise on the services themselves. But what we're doing at the department level is really wanting to be able to provide tools and like technical assistance to be able to support that type of work that you're asking about.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hi TJ, Shirley here. The checklist that you just mentioned about evaluability, is that something that you can share with us? Or is it wonderful? If you could share it with the team, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, I can follow up with that. And I would have liked to have that in the packet, but with the submission time, it wasn't ready, but I definitely wanted to inform you all on that.
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in seeing that. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so I'll keep moving then. So then also we are bringing on some additional staff capacity to support with the department level works that are happening. So that's a big win, just knowing the process that it takes. And so I was able to work closely with Dr. Jamowski as well in making sure that as we push quality positions out, that they're aligned with our functions and key activities. And that also ties into the broader conversations that we're continuing to have around as the department transforms, and really having folks understand that quality is the standard of something measured against things that are similar. It's the degree of excellence that something is. And so we want to make sure as we continue transforming and creating different, organizing ourselves, we want to make sure that we're continuing to put that at the forefront and that we're aligning our key activities, our operational activities are aligned with roles and responsibilities. So just being very intentional about that as we look to organize our different teams across the service areas as well. So that is the update on there as far as coordination, capacity. And then I touched a little bit on what we're doing with standardizing some of those data pieces. The rest of the report includes some of the work that we're doing to move us forward into developing department level KPIs. And so doing that, we wanted to make sure that we kind of took a step back to position ourselves with our strategy plan known as the future state. And so the report that you have was presented to during our last people leaders meeting that we had, which really gives insight and clarity on what we're trying to achieve as a result or as what we're trying to achieve based on what we see in a strategy document. And so we were able to refine our goals and reorganize our goals and focus areas from the future state in a way that allows us to start clearly identifying key activities that support those end results based on our strategy areas. And so we'll be using that as a guide to inform operation planning, as well as inform a monitoring and evaluation framework for the future stay. So that's going to involve a lot of, that's going to involve our service areas in making sure that we're identifying the drivers of those end results. It's not every single activity that's happening across the department and within teams that will be elevating, but we want to make sure that we're taking those key drivers as the activities and identifying what accountable outcomes exist within that work that will essentially inform what we're reporting out on for KPIs. So I wanted to make you all aware of that and put that on your radar, and definitely look forward to keeping you all updated as that work continues to progress, and to open the floor for any questions.
You're muted, Mary.
Any additional questions?
No, thank you. But thank you for that great report.
Thank you.
You seem almost as enthusiastic as you were when I first met you. And that's great.
Thank you. And I'll be sure to follow up with that evaluability assessment checklist that I described to you all.
Yep, and you answered my question because it was about the result-based accountability, and you answered it, so I don't need to ask you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, TJ.